And then as we go further, today we have continuous glucose sensors. Right now they're under the skin, but in the future, they won't have to be implanted. And of course, the desired range, trying to keep glucose between 75 and less than 200, checking it every 5 minutes in a continuous glucose sensor, you'll see how that can impact diabetes. And what about sleep? We're going to zoom in on that a little bit. We're supposed to spend a third of our life in sleep. What if on your phone, which will be available in the next few weeks, you had every minute of your sleep displayed? And this is, of course, what you can see, the wake is the orange. The REM sleep, rapid eye movement, dream state is in light green, and light is gray, light sleep, and deep sleep, the best restorative sleep, is that dark green. How about counting every calorie? And this is ability to, in real time, to actually take measurements of caloric intake as well as expenditure through a Band-Aid. Now, what I've talked about are physiologic metrics, but when I want to get to the next frontier very quickly, and why the stethoscope is on its way out, is because we can transcend listening to the valve sounds and the breath sounds, because now, introduced by GE, is a handheld ultrasound. Why is this important? Because this is so much more sensitive. Here is an example of abdominal ultrasound and also a cardiac echo, which can be sent wireless, and then there's an example of fetal monitoring on your smartphone.